The Holy Gospel according to John. Glory to you, O Lord. And it reads like this. When it was evening on that day, the first day of the week, and the doors were locked where the disciples were for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." After he said this, he showed them his hands and his side, and then the disciples rejoiced when they saw the Lord. Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, I send you." When he had said this, he breathed on them and said, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven them. If you retain the sins of any, they are retained." But Thomas, who was called the twin, one of the 12, was not with them when Jesus came. So the other disciples told him, "We have seen the Lord." But he said to them, "Unless I see the mark of the nails in his hands and put my finger in the mark of the nails and my hand in his side, I will not believe." A week later, his disciples were again in the house and Thomas was with them. Although the doors were shut, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." Then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here. See my hands. Reach out your hand and put it in my side. Do not doubt, but believe." Thomas answered him, "My Lord, my God." Jesus said to him, "Have you believed because you have seen me? Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have come to believe." Now Jesus did many other signs in the presence of his disciples that are not written in this book, and these are written so that you may continue to believe that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of God, and through believing you may have life in his name. This is the good news. Praise to you, O Christ. You may be seated. Good morning. How are you, Christ the King? Oh, they're a little quiet.
Yeah, you got it.
Good morning, Christ the King.
Good morning.
Oh, there. I was hoping with all the dancing and praising and drums and piano that you would be like, "Woo! Hallelujah!" But maybe we're going to get there. The coffee hasn't quite kicked in. Well, grace and peace to you on the second Easter. Oh, this Sunday. Christ is risen. Christ is risen indeed. Hallelujah. And I am so honored and blessed to be with you as a representative of our larger church, the Synod, the Minneapolis Area Synod. For those who do not know, Synod actually means to walk with. And so I love that meaning because I get to walk with this larger church, with your wonderful pastors, with you today as we greet God and one another. And so I want to start off with a question. How is your heart today? How is your heart today? I'm checking in because it feels so good to see where we are. I don't know if you have daily, weekly, monthly check-ins with God, with each other, but there's something about being able to share what is going on in your life with God and with one another. All the emotions, all the thoughts, all the feelings and experiences that we go through, that's a gift in community. In community like this, one of us, as I imagine the curiosities, have a different answer. I imagine if I went out and asked each and every one of you, you might have a different answer. to how your heart is today. And that's good. And that's healthy. Because we're all on this journey together. And that's what I love here as we open up our gospel today, as we continue in Easter, and for you as Christ the King, to know that you are here for one another, to remember that God's promises, wherever the person to the left of you, or the right of you, or those that are in front, or those that are behind you, wherever they might be, may today be a reminder that you are walking on this journey together, that you are not alone. Celebrating, welcoming, loving all of the sacredness of all of God's people. You're committed to that, or at least so I've read on your website. Yes, I did do some sleuthing to kind of get a feel of who is Christ the King and this beautiful gift that you bring yourselves to community, but know that it's not just here, but it's out in the world too. As the end of our service, we will be sent out to go be with God and with one another in all the places that we dwell, in school, in work, and everywhere in between. And so it is an honor to get to be with you here, to meet Christ the King, to walk with you, and we are still in Easter. Have you ever wondered about the gospel text from Easter to the second Sunday in Easter? It is a curiosity of mine as we open scripture, as we hop between from Luke's gospel into John's, that we're still in the same day. Have you thought of that? Last Sunday, you were at Easter morning. Today, you are at Easter evening. Have you thought about that? What a curiosity. The day has not ended. It is still Easter, my friends. And it will be for us in our worshiping communities in this season of resurrection, of new promises, of new life, of hope. And I love that as we ponder this day, from last Sunday to this Sunday, that we are trying to make sense in our everyday lives, with our check-ins, with how we connect with God through scripture, through each other. This amazing gift as we jump into John's gospel. It's evening where we greet the disciples, the apostles, those appointed to walk with Jesus. And that is each and every one of us as well. For that is the thread that we hear today as we find looking at Acts, the first reading we hear, a reminder that we are those who follow Jesus. And so Christ is risen. Christ is risen indeed. Alleluia. May that continue to keep echoing for you, as it was with Mary Magdalene and Joanna and Mary, the mother of James, and the other women with them who told this. Last Sunday, did you hear that text? Were they awake during Easter? Yeah? You were awake during Easter, so you heard that part? Okay, what a day. But this is why I started asking you, how is your heart? Because the disciples, as I imagine, they were still in that same day. And we greet them here in John's text in the evening. They were still wrestling with the very same news that they heard. Everything running through their system, all the emotions, all the experiences of what was happening. Jesus had died, and now he is risen. Oh, good. Way to go. Yeah. Right? They were wrestling with that. These people in this community moving through big transitions. And it wasn't going to be processed in a single 24 hours. You see, they returned to the room. They sat. the doors locked, fearing that they could be next. Yes, they had good news, but maybe this good news was too good to believe, or it hadn't hit them yet. And at least, as we hear in a little bit, Thomas even missed the part. I don't know what Thomas was doing. Maybe shopping? I don't know. They needed more bread. But he missed out. And so for him, he was a little few steps behind the rest of the disciples trying to process. Because Jesus showed up to greet his friends and offer peace. So I want to share for you a little prayer, a word of peace. This is adapted from a prayer from Cole Arthur Riley. She is a poetic liturgist who writes in her mostly social media. She's released a few books, but called Black Liturgies, and also James Baldwin. This prayer, may it hit your heart this morning and what you need. Let us pray. The body never overreacts, for it remembers, and memory lives in the body, as does intuition, and we know what is coming, both because we have lived it and often feel it long before we are able to describe it. There are many kinds of knowing. Keep us breathing. Help us to stay near to you, O God. Our soul is a witness. Our soul is a witness. Keep us breathing. Keep us staying near to each other. Amen. May that prayer greet you with whatever you need this day. I share because Jesus, that's what Jesus did. When he came and he met with the disciples that very evening, he said, "Peace be with you." He offered prayer. He offered calm. He offered comfort, knowing that they had just gone through this big transition and it wasn't done yet. God was not finished yet, for there is much for us to do, to carry on the story. Because Jesus, as he continues to wash over the disciples' comfort and support and calm their hearts, Jesus knew that this was a life-altering experience, and they would need to be carried together. As the disciples, their bodies indeed would carry the memory of what happened during Holy Week, from joy to betrayal to death, and yet it would not be the end. New life wins the day. Does that sound good? Right? It doesn't just end. New life wins the day. Keep breathing. Stay near to each other. For as Jesus says, receive the Holy Spirit. Receive the Spirit. No matter where you are, it's a great expression of the body reacting as we continue our story and hear Thomas. I kind of wonder, why do we throw Thomas in there as like the only one who sometimes seems to fail at getting it? That it's like he obviously was not there, and he's at a different point in processing what happened. And for him, he really, really in his grief needed to see. And grief shows up so many different ways, my friends. Has anyone ever been sad? Have you ever grieved? It does funny things, doesn't it? Grief. And so I imagine for Thomas, in his grief, he needed that time with Jesus face to face. Jesus reminds us of our collective strength together, though. In our grieving, that denial is a part of grief, those in the middle, ebbing and flowing, all the feels, all the experiences, all the emotions. And then there are those that are ready to run with opportunity and new beginnings. It takes time, my friends. It takes time to move at the speed of relationship, to move at the speed of God's promises. It may not be the timeline we imagined, but when we've been able to allow space for what God is up to, we realize that it's God's timeline. I wanted to add an aside as I was driving in this morning. I was like, oh, why does it have to be raining? Like, it was pouring rain, like pouring. I live on the east side of St. Paul. And so as I crossed through the highways and all the orange cones, you know, the season of construction, it was raining, it was storming. And yet, the beautiful gift of a rainbow, bright and bold in the sky. And as people of faith, at least for me, when I see a rainbow, it makes me say, Alleluia. It makes me remember God's promises to us, to never leave us, never forsake us. To the end of the ages, God is with you, my friends. And what a gift to smile and remember that. Oh, that's God's creation, smiling, just like those flowers, just like each of you making beautiful music. Jesus did these things so we may continue to believe, so we may have life. We are Easter people. Yes, we're Easter people. You would agree with that? That's okay to agree with? We're Easter people, which means we're resurrection people, which means from God through Jesus, a living spring of water flows freely and powerfully through us. It ripples, extending into our everyday lives as we gave thanks at the font, remembering the promises of baptism. That through Jesus, in the power of the Holy Spirit, we are nurtured, we are guided, we are formed, we are affirmed. The promise that God calls each of us. Oh, so daily we can be put to death and rise anew. That's so exciting and yet also scary. It is both and. That's also this gift that is beautiful in our lens in which we view the gospel and hear it, that is both and. That it doesn't mean if you are sad, you have to be happy. And if you are happy, it's okay to also hold sadness. It is both and. But the beautiful thing about God, especially through Jesus' witness to us, and then for us through receiving the Holy Spirit, that we know we are beloved, that we know that we are loved, that we are valued, that we belong through the comings and the goings of those in this community, through the endings and beginnings. Christ the King, keep checking in with each other, with your own hearts. Keep breathing and stay near to each other. I celebrate with you, with all the tears and the smiles as we transition and change. As we keep dying and rising, we remember to always rise. We do. And today, as we bless Pastor Rory and his family, and into tomorrow as you continue journeying with Pastor Pear, answering God's calling so that you may have life in Jesus Christ, I cannot wait to see where your story goes. And I hope you can't wait either. May God lead and guide you, my friends, beloveds in Christ's name, now and always. Let it be so, and I end with Amen. Amen. I now know that there's a hymn of the day. Do you stand? Yes. Then I invite you, as you are willing and able, to stand as we sing our hymn of the day.